Hey, neighbor. Sorry to do this again, but is there any chance I could come inside a bit and hang out? Oh, thank you. I'm so beat. Put on whatever you want to watch, or if you're busy, just leave me on the couch. Just being around you is exactly what I need. Or you can sit down with me. I'd be lying if I denied wanting to cuddle up to you again. I was hoping you might think last time was a happy accident. I really didn't know I was so tired. I just woke up with my head in your lap. You didn't mind, did you? Then maybe you might be up for being the big spoon. Pretty please, if that wouldn't be too weird. Perfect. I hope you don't mind me saying, but I've been dreaming about your arms around me. Well, let's get comfy then. Let me let my hair down, and maybe I don't need to be wearing this jacket, do I? I think I might be more comfortable in just my undershirt. Oh, be careful. My skin's very warm. Ooh, that's good. Wow. Hey, I was joking. You don't need to be that careful. No need for the hover hands. If you're gonna cuddle me, do it right. Mm-hmm. Very right. Get your arm under my waist. Wrap it around me. And then you can put your other arm over me like this and hug me close to you. I'm not going anywhere. That's a nice feeling. So snug. I'm all cozy, cozy. Nothing. Just work. I've been on the move way too much. I had to pull a triple. Oh, thanks for feeding my goldfish, by the way. Is he doing all right? I haven't seen the poor guy all weekend. But being a succubus does pay the bills, and if the devil doesn't get his due, well, straight back to hell for me. Ugh, I think my thighs are going to bruise. I hate that. Nobody likes blotchy thighs except for, you know, the sadists who are just going to keep hitting me there. I really wish I could get some nice clients. But, well, I guess when your clientele are sinners, you don't usually get the sensitive types. I mean, what kind of decent, moral, upstanding person would sell their soul for a night with a demon? But enough about me. How's your weekend going? Did you do anything fun? Well, that's not nothing. Self-care is important. Even if it's just cleaning up around the place, everything counts. Sounds nice. Domestic. Besides, your place looks great. If I couldn't come here, I'd probably forget what a sink looks like without a mountain of dishes. Cozy weekend. Oh, I'd love a cozy weekend. Maybe go to the farmer's market. I'm getting so tired of gas station sushi and takeout. And I think my gut can probably say the same thing. Mm-mm. No, we don't have to put the TV on. I don't mind talking to you. I like talking to you. You know that. Can I wrap my tail around your waist? I hope you don't think that's too weird. I know some humans get a little freaked out about my extra appendage. It's not a magical thing at all. Not really. It won't hurt. Thanks. I guess I should explain properly. Apart from keeping you close to me, which is very nice. My tail is kind of like an antenna. It picks up people's intentions, motivations, aura, you could say. It's very useful for finding sinners whose souls I might be able to buy. Work stuff. It gets really sensitive, though, and burned out by morning, because when I'm on the clock, I have to watch everyone around me, understand what they're going to try to do to me before they do it. So I'll be ready and, you know, stop them if I don't think it's worth it. My nerves are so shot. I'm so fried to a crisp right now. But, you know, when I wrap it around you, I can't sense anything from the neighbors or people walking down the street. It all gets blocked out by you, by your goodness. And it feels like a nice hot bath all the way down to the tip of my tail. It lets me turn off, not be so on my guard all the time. And it's nice having one person I don't have to be afraid of. You know what I mean? It's nice to be around someone whose soul is so well attached. Someone kind. Someone who gives more than they take. Someone whose heart is big enough to hide under. Yeah, your heart is like a big old golf umbrella that just keeps all the bad vibes from raining down on me. I hope that's not offensive. I don't mean it like I'm using you. I want you to know that it's something I appreciate about you. And I mean it in the best way. I really do. And those arms do such a good job squeezing out all my feelings. Wonderful. A little slice of heaven. Just for me. And you too. I guess. There's just one thing left, really. I need you to completely, totally relax. No stiff arms, no forcing yourself to think about something else. Just be here with me. And enjoy it. Enjoy how soft my skin is, the feeling of my tail wrapped around you tight, the smell of my hair, my voice. You do like my voice. I know you do. I can feel everything you're feeling right now. Just a little succubus superpower. And I want you to know, any way you feel is all right by me. Any way at all. There are no bad feelings. It's so normal. Incredibly normal. Healthy, in fact, for you to feel this way when we're pressed up against each other. I'm aware of the effect I have on people. Yeah, I guess I have been grinding my booty against you for the past 5 minutes. But you know what? Don't be ashamed of how that makes you feel. I like feeling that feeling through you. It makes me feel desired, wanted, valuable. Maybe not like something disposable for the gutter. And it's such a golden feeling, getting to see myself through your eyes. So please don't ever be ashamed. Not when you're perfect. Not when I wouldn't change a single thing about you in this moment. Except, of course, if I could get you to relax even more. Is there any way I could? I could always keep speaking softly to you and praising you. Be gentle with your feelings. It's only fair since you're so gentle with me. No. I feel you pushing down that suspicion. You don't have to do that for me. We can talk about it. This isn't some trap to get your guard down so I can eat your soul. I wouldn't do that to you. Never. Not even if I had orders to. Or if I wanted to. The only reason I allow myself these moments of comfort with you is because I know I could stop myself. I can protect you from me. And I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize these moments when they're so wholesome for me. When you heal me like this. Look, my bruises are fading on my thighs. Feel them. See? Not even sore. Now, you know why I'm so selfish. And now, you have the reason why I'd never, ever hurt you. But, don't get the wrong idea. When I tell you how great you are, it's not an expectation, just an honest description. You don't have to do anything special to be pure and good. It's just who you are. And now that you're relaxing, I think just about everything is perfect for me. And I meant what I said about smelling my hair. Enjoying me. That goes for feeling the curve of my hip. My face. Nestling into your hand. Every little thing. Enjoy me in these small ways. Ooh, just don't you dare fall in love with me, human. Ooh, love this moment instead. And we'll be okay, you and I. That's all I need. That will be enough. Enough for me to recharge, to go on, to thrive and be happy. No matter what the world throws at me, just this moment, as you feel it now, as I feel through you. It's everything.